tough.
To chew.
Very good. Make that sentence for me.
This food is hard to chew.
Good. All right. However, after a while, you might get it down. You would say, I what it before I swallowed it.
I chewed it.
Very good. Say it louder.
I chewed it.
Before
I swallowed it.
All right. In fact, another way you can say it is, I said, well, did you swallow your food? And you would say, it had been
swallowed. Chewed.
Before
I swallowed it.
All right, now make that sentence for me. It had been.
It has been chewed before I swallowed it.
Very good. All right. Do you know anything about a food that, I don't know if you ever prepared it, but your grandmother might have made it. No, she might have made it for some sick people. And it was soft, very, very soft. It was not made out of oatmeal, but it might have looked kind of like oatmeal. It might have been made out of cornmeal. And you would just let it boil. And it was kind of like a soupy kind of dish. You could take it to sick people who couldn't eat anything much on their stomach.
I don't know what that is.
Have you heard of mush?
Mush? Yes, I have.
Now, what is that made of?
Cornmeal, I suppose. I don't know.
Have you ever made
I've
any?
I've never made any.
What do you call all of the things that would grow in a garden, like tomatoes and beans and peas?
Vegetables.
Good. And these are grown in a
garden.
Very good. What do we call the white, in fact you bought some yesterday, I think, that you have in the morning for breakfast sometimes, white, green.
Grits.
Very good. Say it again.
I bought some grits.
All right. Now is there another name for that?
No, except hominy. Some people call it hominy.
All right, good. Now when you were younger, were there other names, were there different kinds of grits or different kinds of hominy?
I don't think so.
Was it always the same color?
No. One of my neighbors gave me some yellow grits.
Did she tell you any special name for it?
No.
All right. Was it larger than the grains that you use now?
I think it was just about like that. I don't know. I didn't pay that much attention to it.
All right. Now there's another food that we have at dinner. The grains are longer than the grits, and you boil it and let it dry out, and then you put gravy over it when you serve it on your plate. It's white too, and it comes from grain. What is that? All right, in the morning you would usually have grits, but at dinner time sometimes we have another vegetable. Mrs. will have answered all of these questions before, but it didn't record. Uh-huh. So we'll have to go back over that period, that uh-huh. section. I want you to give me the name of the food that you often serve for dinner. It's white, and if you fry chicken, you might have some of this on the side and put gravy over it.
Rice.
Very good. Say that a little louder, please.
Rice.
Thank you. And I asked you if you knew any terms for cheap whiskey or things that people would make at home to drink rather than buy whiskey. Do you know any names for
them? No, I don't.
All right. I said that if your husband brought you a gift of perfume and you liked it very much and you wanted to show it to me, to let me know how nice it is, you might do like that and say, just that. What would you say? You tell me just